Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starring the second perek of Maseches Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah, B'me Madlikin U'V'me Ein Madlikin. What can you light? What can you use to light candles on Shabbos? Now we're talking about two things in the Mishnah. We talk about the wicks, and we're talking about the oil. Which oil to use and which wicks to use for the candle of Shabbos. So the first part of the Mishnah speaks about the type of wick that you can use for Shabbos. Ein madlikin loy bilechesh, v'loy b'choysin, v'loy b'cholach, v'loy b'fsilas ha'idon, v'loy b'fsilas ha'midbar. And all this, the Gemara is going to explain what it is. V'loy b'eroika shel p'amayim is the green that grows on the water. Now we turn to speak about the oils, the fuel that you can use for the candle. So it says, don't use loy bezefes, not tar, v'loy b'shava, wax, v'loy b'shemen kik, a type of oil called shemen kik. We're in the Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Loy b'shemen sreifa, which is truma that got tome, that became tome, you have to burn it on and not use it, but you can, while you're burning it, so you can enjoy it. You're not allowed to use that for a candle on Shabbos. V'loy be'aliyah v'loy be'chelev is different types of fat. The aliyah is the tail fat, and chelev is the regular fat. You could use fat which was cooked. Cannot use fat, say if it's cooked or it's not cooked. Zuk the Gemara. Loy be'chelech, what is that? Rebchia barbo omar lugsho. That's what it is. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Layo called it dadinun. I mean, hiado. It's the same material, just two different names, the same material. V'lo b'chois, what is that? Rav Chira b'shem Pinchos, pishton shaloi ninaro. Unprocessed flax. Kemode atomar, as we see in the pasuk, v'yachois chasoin l'neoiris. So the chasoin is the thick part of the flax, and the neoiris is the very soft part. So the pasuk says the strong will come weak, but we're using chasoin and referring to flax because it becomes neoiris, which is the very soft part of the flax. V'loy b'cholach, what is that? Says the Gemara, an bin kisarya. I asked all the people, all the sailors, from li kulcha shmoy. The name of it is kulcha. V'loy b'fsila sa'idon, what is that? Ira niso. That's the material of this wick. V'loy b'tilas ha'midbar is the wick that grows in the desert. Kishmo is the type of wick that grows in the desert. That's how the way it sounds. V'loy b'eroika shalpnei ha'mayin, the green on the water. It's called kiton demayi, the cotton that grows on the water. V'loy b'zefen v'loy b'shavo. So you now use tar or wax. So the Gemara explains this part of the Mishnah adkain until here. Lipsili spoke about the wick. Mikan ve'el l'shmoni. From here we talk about the oils. What is the reason you can't use these wicks? Because the flame goes to the back, it doesn't go smoothly, and he's going to come to pull out the wick to make it light better. And he's going to come, is over in Israel of Ara. Void, another reason, meaning the flame doesn't catch fire on the entire wick, inside and outside. It only is the flame is only on the outside, and therefore there's a chashash, someone's going to play with it. Hutsa sa'ur b'roiv ha'delek, which you're going to use now in this daf, it means that the fire caught on fully to the wick. According to that, a regular wick that you're allowed to use in Shabbos, are you required that before Shabbos comes in, the fire, the flame will catch on to the wick fully? It says, yes, I need to have to make sure that the wick will be fully, the flame will be on the wick completely before Shabbos comes in. So the friends asked, we learned in the end of the previous parak, when you have a koiro, which is a piece of wood, there it says you need to have the fire only surrounding the wood, not going inside. Another question, you see, Rav Abba bar Memel, v'ashashiso, she is a type of wick, and which you're allowed to use in Shabbos. And then we know that the tendency of that wick, the fire does not catch on to the entire wick. Yeah, but didn't we learn in the end of the previous perek, there's four types of fire that if you use that material, even a little bit of fire is good enough because it catches on very easily. What was that? Meduras hakefes, which is the psoilus of the olives, meduras hazevel, the fertilizer, meduras hachelev, fat, and meduras gelinim, which is the pits of the dates. Kolshen, even the smallest amount of fire catches onto the whole thing. So what do you see from here? You see that sometimes there's some materials which the flame catches on easier. And there, in those cases, the four things we spoke about fire, then you need kolshen, you need a little bit, it's good enough. Other materials, you need a little bit more. But you don't have to have roiv adalik. You don't have to have the majority of the wick being with fire if it's inflammable and the fire catches onto it very easily. So avoid minado derf tachlifo shol af chizdo. Tachlifo has a question of chizdo. Flaikon alpha and rebbe, Shabbos shechal yos b'chanukah. When you read Shabbos Chanukah, continue to chesam on the base. Shasu liyos madbeya le'orya Chanukah. And now look at the coin le'orya Chanukah. What does this mean? So as Rav Chaim explains, we're putting it together two things. One din is that on Shabbos Chanukah, you have to make sure to use the same wicks that you use for Shabbos. You can't use different wicks. Now, what's the reason that on a regular Shabbos, I need to make sure to use good wicks? Because I want the light to light well, so you won't move it as he's using it. So it says the more, why be Chanukah you have to use good wicks? Chanukah, I'm not allowed to use the candle. As we said, that's the top of Yuches Amud Beis. Asur Yud Mad Be'ah L'Or Chanukah. I'm not allowed to put a coin next to the lights of Chanukah. I'm not allowed to use the Oris of Chanukah. So why do I have to use very easy inflammable wicks and oil that you use on Shabbos for Shabbos Chanukah? And as the more asks, are we ain't a Shchiyach Umoy Tzepsi? He's not going to come to move the wick. So you see over here, the main reason is not because you're going to come to move the wick and turn around. The main reason is because the fire doesn't catch onto it well. So it's on Chanukah. The fire won't catch onto it. So during the week of Chanukah, if the fire doesn't catch on well, he can fix it. But on Shabbos, you can't. So Shabbos Chanukah, you have to make sure to use the right wicks and oil. Continues the one says Loi b'shem and kik, and now I use the oil called oil of kik. What is that? Aviyase b'shem of layo kisuso. That's the name of the oil. Rav Yoino Zehir b'shem of Yudo. No. Oifu shmoi kik. There's a bird whose name is kik. Tam b'shmoel v'sakeos. The pasuk that says now let eat the oif called keos ze kik. That's the kik they're referring to over here. Loi b'shem and sreifer. Now I use the oil of sreifer. What is oil of sreifer? Truma they got tome. They need to burn it, and you can use it while you're burning it. Now do it for Shabbos. Kotchim, they need to burn in Allah light before Shabbos. Feed lake of the oilech as b'Shabbos, and he continues on Shabbos. Why? The same way Shem and Sreifer, I can't lie before Shabbos and enjoy on Shabbos. So the kotchim they have to burn, I can't lie before Shabbos and let it burn on Shabbos. So they were, why not? As we saw in the previous parak, when you have the fires that you have to light in Beis HaMikdash, you can just start the fire before Shabbos. Outside Beis HaMikdash, it needs to catch the fire, it has to catch on most of the wood. So what the Gemara is asking is, you see, there were more mekel, were more lenient in Beis HaMikdash and outside Beis HaMikdash. So why are you saying that you're not allowed a lot of fire of kachim before Shabbos and let it light on Shabbos, like you can light any other candles before and let it light on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, "Mav yoyso b'Shabbos k'siv loisase kol melocho nasasi meleo." Meaning the issue in Shabbos, the issue in Shabbos is don't do a melocho. You're not allowed to make a melocho on Shabbos. Here I'm not doing a melocho on Shabbos. The melocho is done in Erev Shabbos and just continues the Shabbos on its own. But here, here the Torah says you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov. And you're not allowed to burn in Shabbos. And as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, how do we know you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov? But what is the Gemara saying? We're saying a difference in lamdas. The difference between Shabbos, the Isur Shabbos, and kachim is when you're lighting Shabbos, the problem is to do a melacha. If you do it on a Friday, you're not doing a melacha. But when you're talking about Sreifas Kachim, burning of Kachim, the problem is the burning, the actual burning is a problem. You now let things burn on Shabbos, not let the Kachim or the Truma Tumeya to be burned on Shabbos. So, well, Macham Yisloy Merked, why do you see to say that? I mean, what's the source? Sigmar, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisasiru Mimeno Ad Boiker, Vanosar Mimeno Ad Boiker Be'esh Yisroifu. So in Pesach, it says, don't let it stay till the morning. If it stays till the morning, you have to burn it. Why it says morning twice? Don't wait till the morning, and then again, when it reaches the morning, you have to burn it. So the Gemara Dash is Achar Shnei Bikarim, two mornings. Chad Boiko Shel Chamishasar, Chad Boiko Shel Shishasar. You don't burn it on the Tesav of Nisan, on the 15th of Nisan, because it's Yom Tev. You wait for the 16th. Vechtiv, the Gemara brings another Pasuk. But now you subside Zevach B'yom HaShlishi Be'esh Yisarif. That you have to burn it in the third day. What is the point of this pasuk? So Reb Chaim explains, because he could have said, if the point is, you know, I'll burn it on Yom Tev, so why can't I burn it on Moitzi Yom Tev? The night after Tezvav B'Nisan, you should burn it then. And the fact that I'm waiting until the next day, maybe there's a different reason for it. This is where, no, you're not allowed to burn in the night. That's clear. And now we see from this pasuk, Shlomi, you can eat 2 days and a night. So after the second day, it's ready to be burned. It says don't burn it until the next day. You don't burn until the day. So man, this pasuk tells you that you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Says the Maulat sees as a urban maduras chametz. Can I burn chametz and it will burn during Shabbos? What's the case? Says Reb Chaim, we're talking about that erev Pesach is Shabbos. So when do you burn the chametz? On Friday, the day before that. So Shaila is, can I start burning the chametz right before Shabbos? It's going to burn on Shabbos. Says the Maulat Yoli Flomi Noisar Asur. Question is, what is the source you have to burn chametz? Rabbi Yehuda learns from Noisar. The same way Noisar you have to burn the fire, so the chametz you have to burn the fire. You learn from Noisar. Noisar you can't do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to start before Shabbos, continue on Shabbos. Also chametz, you're not allowed to start before Shabbos and continue on Shabbos. But Rabbanan say, no, you're not learning from Noisar, therefore not necessarily have to do burning, you can do something else. So therefore you can start before Shabbos and continue on Shabbos. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chizdo Zosomeres, Shemuto Latzis Sa'ur B'Medu'as Kotchim Fedleik Avo Elech Shabbos. He comes to argue, he says, no, you could light the Medu'as Kotchim before Shabbos and it continues on Shabbos. And he learns it from the Mishnah L'Kamon that says, Eim Adlikin Shem Aserefer B'Yontiv. On Yontiv, you're not allowed to do it, but before Yontiv, you could do it. So what about Tanin? And according to the Girsa of Abchayim, the question is, Tanin in our Mishnah, for Loibit Shemin Srefa, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, Shemin Srefa, who means, Truma Tmei, you're not allowed to light before Shabbos to light on Shabbos. So you see, you're not allowed to do it even on Friday if it continues on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Bipin Yomta Shechal Yod Behev Shabbos. You know what the reason is? Because sometimes Yomta will be on Friday. And if every Friday someone lights Shemin Leiko, he'll come to light it also when Yomta falls on a Friday, and you'll do it on Yomta, which you're not allowed to do. So don't light Shabbat Tzrev in the night. Meaning, based on what we explained, why can you light a Shemin Tzrev for Yom Tov? The reason is because, not because you're doing it before Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, you could do it. We're talking about it after Yom Tov came in. After Yom Tov came in, it's already night. And the night, you're not allowed to burn Kotchim. If you can't burn Kotchim, you can't burn also Truma Tmeo. So that's the reason I can't do it once Yom Tov came in. Says the Gemara in Daf Yutesam with Aleph, Umabi Echanon, Yordulo Beshitas Abishmol. We learn like Abishmol. Kamod Abishmol Omar, Tinoch Sheber is Mano in Nimu Bema Yor Memalailo. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel says, we have to do Bismillah in the day, not in the night. But that's only in the eighth day, that you can't do it in the night. Once the eighth day passed, then I don't have restrictions, I can do Bismillah day and night. Kach over is Mano in Yisavas Bema Yor Memalailo. Meaning, you're not supposed to bring Kotchim in the night before the day that you have to burn the kotch. You have to wait till Yom HaShlishi. But once the Yom HaShlishi passed, now you can burn also on the night. And therefore, you could use kotchim to burn in the night. Says the Moa, Ma'isach Shem Tzrei for Shibra's Mona. That's very good, but kotchim. What about Shem Tzrei? We talk about Truma. Truma, I don't have any time, specific time when I have to burn it. So if so, well, how does the Mishnah indicate that I could use Shem Tzrei to burn it in the night unless it's Yom Tov? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah ben Rapazi, Mekeven Shenitmes, Kemi She'ovra's Mono. Once the truma became tamen, it's unusable, I can't use it as truma, so it means it's not used for its main purpose. So from here on is equivalent to kachim, that are nicer, that it passed the time to use it, and now I don't have any restriction, I can do it day and night. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says I can use the oil of Shemit Sreifa to burn it on Yontif, because you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. So once the night came in, I can burn it. But before I could, hi, what about the problem that I can't burn it in the night, forget about Yontif? You could burn it in the night because once it became Tomei, his equivalent is considered to be Ovar Zmano. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Dav Yud Ches.